This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Northeastern states remain in the grip of severe floods and landslides triggered by continuous heavy rainfall. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation and assured full support for relief and rehabilitation. In Assam, over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives so far in flood and landslide-related incidents. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Chattin in Lachin. The Indian Air Force has rescued the first batch of civilians stranded at Chattin. In Manipur, 643 villages, mostly in Imphal East districts, are reeling under the flood fury leading to the displacement of around 1,65,000 people. Talking to Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, Prime Minister Modi assured all possible assistance from centre in dealing with the flood menace in the state. NDRF, SDRF, police, paramilitary forces and others are continuing rescue operations in flood-affected areas. In Arunachal Pradesh, 12 people have lost their lives so far in rain-related incidents. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert over northeast India. Speaking to Akashwani News yesterday, IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Chenanglani said that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over the region during the next 2 days. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan asserted that India is not going to live under the shadow of terror and nuclear blackmail, adding that Pakistan has to stop state-sponsored terrorism. He highlighted that Islamabad's proxy war will no longer be tolerated. CDS General Chauhan stated this while delivering a lecture on future wars and warfare at Savitribai Phule Pune University.
Now Pakistan is faced with a different kind of a prospect, that he faces military action in case we find terror happening against us. And also we have kind of raised the bar. We have connected terror to water and we have drawn out new lines for military operations against terror.
The CDS also said that Operation Sindoor, which was launched as a swift and precise response to the brutal Pahalgam terror attack, targeted terror camps across the border and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Meanwhile, INDIA bloc partners have demanded a special session of parliament over the Pahalgam terror attack and country's response to terrorism under Operation Sindoor. A meeting of the INDIA bloc was held in New Delhi yesterday, which was attended by its members, including Shiv Sena, UPT, RJD, Congress, SP and TNC. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw discussed key projects with Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and sought support for land acquisition, especially for Angamali-Erumeli Railway project and road over bridges and road under bridges sanction in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the Narendra Modi government has increased Kerala's railway budget from average 372 crore rupees in 2009 to 2014 to 3,042 crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26. He added that the Ministry of Railways is working on the third and fourth line from north to south Kerala so that both passengers and cargo can move by rail. Royal Challengers Bangalore clinched their maiden Indian Premier League title, defeating Punjab Kings by 6 runs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a modest target of 191 runs set by Royal Challengers Bangalore, Punjab Kings scored 184 for 7 and stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, Royal Challengers Bangalore posted 190 runs with a loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. The government has dismissed a YouTube video claiming that the Reserve Bank of India will discontinue the circulation of 500 rupees notes by March 2026. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau clarified that RBI has made no such announcement. It added that 500 rupees notes have not been discontinued and remain legal tender. The annual Mela Kheer Bhamani was celebrated with great traditional fervour and gaiety at the sacred shrine of Mata Raginya Devi at Tulmula in central Kashmir's Ganderbal district. The festival is a symbol of communal harmony and brotherhood, reflecting the rich pluralistic ethos that has defined Jammu and Kashmir for centuries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.